إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة
والسلام. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا، صدق الله العظيم. درود شریف. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Islam is not about one particular act of worship. Islam is not about one particular act of worship that you turn your face towards the Qibla, you stand, you bow, and then you prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, salah is one of the most important functions of Islam. It is one very important pillar of Islam. But rather, Islam is about living in a particular manner, living in a particular manner prescribed to us and shown to us by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Something that was already touched by Mufti Muhammad, but I wanted to talk about this a few days ago, but that session was taken by Dr. Mursil. Inshallah, I will continue on that same subject. Islam is about living as a Muslim, the one who has totally surrendered himself to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not about his own opinion. It is not about what his heart says. It is about what Allah and his messenger have told him to do. That is Islam. And it starts from the very first day, the birth of a child. It is the duty of the parents to make sure that the child is groomed in the right way. The very first sabak is that in the right ear, the father or someone who is pious must say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So the child is purified. The child understands that Allah is the only one who is great. No one is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The first part of the kalima. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The second part of the kalima. So he testifies and he understands tawheed. He can't speak. He can't communicate. But subhanallah, what you say has a direct impact in the heart. It is sealed and secured. And ulama say that when you give takbir to a child that is born, inshaAllah, it is an indication that he will die in the state of iman. When death comes to him, he will remember the words of Allah. He will remember the shahadat, and Allah will give him the tawfiq to utter the words, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Most beautifully mentioned in the Quran, Allah says, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. O people, virtue is not that you stand towards the east or the west. Virtue is not that you stand and you worship Allah towards the east and the west. ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. But virtue is first, you bring iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the last day. That one day you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will be accounted for all your actions, for everything what you do. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ, and you have iman on the angels. Subhanallah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created by Noor, they have a great responsibility and they only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ, and you have firm iman upon the scriptures, Tawrat and Injil, revealed upon Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam, Musa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, and all the other scriptures. وَالنَّبِيِّينَ, and you testify that before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the prophets that came were haqq, and they came for the guidance of mankind. So it is not just about standing and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to enter into that state of submission, that state of submission, and that is Islam. To surrender yourself. Subhanallah. One of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ghaliban Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had tied a very thin rope in Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the masjid to her room. And all the houses of the companions at that time were in Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the masjid that we presently, what we know as, with the massive extension, all the houses of the companions are in the masjid. And so when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to the masjid, he noticed that there is a rope from one end to another end. Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired, "What is this rope?" Someone said, "Ya Rasulullah, it is your wife. She wakes up for tahajjud, and when she gets tired, she takes support by holding onto that rope and standing in qiyam." Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "No, untie the rope." Subhanallah. What discipline in Islam. Moderation in Islam. And Allah's Nabi said, "No, wali badanika haqqun, wali jismika haqqun," that your body has also got a right, and that if you are tired, then take a rest. This is moderation. This is Islam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, when you make dua, if you are tired. Now again, we have to be very, very careful. One is the wasawis shaitan. We are not to use this as an excuse all the time. "Oh, Maulana Sahib said, if you're tired, I'm feeling a bit tired, go to sleep." See, shaitan, Allahu Akbar. Waqi khabees hai wo to. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan. We are not to use this as an excuse. "Oh, 4 rakat sunnah, oh, I'm tired." We heard that beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "I'm tired, and Sharia demands that I sleep and I take rest." No, no, no. Subhanallah. These were companions who would stay awake all night. So it is about understanding yourself. And Islam is a mirror that is in front of you. And you are the judge of your own self. And if you are to fool anyone, you are only fooling yourself. Subhanallah al-Azim. So we have to be very, very careful from the deception of shaitan. It is the right balance. It is about living as a Muslim in that state of salama of Islam. Subhanallah. So one is a rope from one end to another end. And then comes to mind is another good action of Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala an. He once came with this beautiful chandelier. And he put that chandelier in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was one brother who I met and he said to me, "Oh, a lot of money has been spent in Masjid Umar." So I said to him, "What about your extension of the kitchen? How much money did you spend in there?" We spend so much money for our own comfort and facility, for the hotels when we go for a holiday. And the shaitan scratches us when we look at the beautiful masjid, oh, expense here, expense there, expense this and expense that. But when it comes to ourselves, subhanallah. Hazrat Tamim Dari came with this expensive chandelier and he fixed it himself to the roof of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he looked at this beautiful chandelier that we have here. And said, "Who did this? Who put this chandelier?" Hazrat Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala and got scared. Maybe Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is displeased. That was not his intention. And everybody looked back, looking at Hazrat Tamim Dari, that it's Tamim Dari, that's the work of Tamim Dari there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Tamim, stand up." And he stood up. He said, "I am so pleased with you today, Tamim Dari, that if Muhammad Mustafa had a daughter, I would have personally made nikah of my daughter with you today. That is how happy I am with you." SubhanAllah. That is why Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in did not take any shortcuts, especially Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, when it came to beautifying the masajid. And that has been the history of the Muslims. And you had non-Muslims coming to the Muslim world and admiring the architecture, the beautiful architecture. Ye Sikh log the, should I say this or should I not say this? Because Maulana Javed Sahib is here also, and he'll remind me of this for the rest of my life. SubhanAllah. And you get a lot of other religious buildings and they really don't know how to design them. And so you use bits from the beautiful Islamic architecture that is there. And so you borrow the dome and you borrow the minarets. These were exclusive, beautiful structures designed and invented by the Muslims. The minaret, the muazzin would stand and would say, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Once we were out of Leicester somewhere and it was Maghrib Salah, it was raining a lot. I was with my son Abu Bakr and I said, "Let's find a masjid, we have to pray Maghrib Salah, time is very short." We were musafir. And we had the navigation system by Brother Siraj. MashaAllah, the new system that's there. And it's telling me that the masjid is on your left. And so I said, MashaAllah, masjid is on my left. We parked the car and we went in the masjid. Well, we saw this building. From the outside, it looks like a masjid. The shape, the dome, the minarets, and hum andar gaye to sare Sikh log wahan. It's between me and you now, eh? I've said it. It was raining. And just looking at the navigation system where it's saying the masjid is on your left, I'm not sure if they took that to be a masjid, Siraj. We've got to look at that. Huh? And as we entered, I said, "Subhanallah, ye kya hua? Sare Sikh log?" But then I said that, subhanAllah, I said to the people that were with me, if you look at the shape, everything, it's all taken from the beautiful, rich history of the Muslims. تاج محل کو دیکھو, ہندوستان کو دیکھو. Look at the beautiful, beautiful buildings in Spain. قصر الابیض was in France. My teacher مولانا عمر جی صاحب would say that the toilet of قصر الابیض in France in value was more than Buckingham Palace that was made by the Muslims. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah al-Azim. So you have Hazrat Tamim Dari, on one side you have Huzur alayhi salam saying no, that your body needs a rest. And then you also had the other side, that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam endorsed and accepted beautification in the masjid. And he accepted that, and it is good. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. So Allah is saying, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And no matter how much love you have for wealth, Allah is saying, ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى, give it to your poor relatives, وَالْيَتَامَى, orphans, مَسَاكِينَ, those who are stricken with poverty, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, the wayfarers, مُسَافِرِينَ, وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ, and then who come directly to you and say that, بَيْ هَمْ مِسْكِينَ, we need your assistance. وَفِي الرِّقَابِ, and in those days, freeing the slaves. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, at the same time, someone should not feel that it is only about akhlaq and adab and salat is not included in Islam. No, salah and zakah. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا, and Allah is saying that when you give your word to someone, fulfill it. Fulfill your promise. Unfortunately today that is not with the Muslims. We say, yes, we will do this, and it's forgotten. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. Subhanallah, and to persevere and to be patient at the times of difficulty, at the time of jihad. Allah is saying, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. These are the people who are truthful, these are the people who are muttaqeen. So Islam is about living as a Muslim. That is very, very important, my respected brothers and elders. Sahaba-e-kiram ajma'een understood this very well. One Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, daily he would go and visit the bazaar. If we go to the shires, our intention is something else. But the companions daily going to visit the bazaar. Some of the companions noticed that this Sahabi is going to the bazaar, but he is not buying anything, no buying and selling, no transaction. He goes empty-handed and he comes back empty-handed. Nothing in his hands, lifting up nothing. And some of the companions said to him that, why do you come to the bazaar every day if you're not buying? And he says, I do buy every day. There is buying and selling that's taking place every day. And some of the companions says, what buying and selling? He says, what? I am selling assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my brothers. I visit my Muslim brothers daily in the bazaar who have shops. Go to them and say to them, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And they will respond by saying, Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that is my buying and selling, and that is my business for the hereafter. Subhanallah. How pure were the companions. How well they understood what is the meaning of Islam. And that is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعَرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Don't take anything to be insignificant. Kisi cheez ko bhi hakir na samjho. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلِيكٍ. Even if it means that when you meet your Muslim brother, give him a good smile. Give him a good smile. Give him a smile. The least you could do is smile at your Muslim brother. Subhanallah. And that is also an act of ibadat. And I say to you, Maulana Javed Sahib and the rest of the people that are here, that even if you put a date in the mouth of your spouse, your wife, that is also sadaqah. See? Aapne khajur biwi ke muh mein rakhi, wo bhi kya hai? Sadaqah. Does anybody here do that? Can you lift up your hands? Who gives the first luqma to the wife? The mothers and sisters are listening at home. Nobody. Nobody. Isn't this the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Clearly stated. And this is a hadith narrated by Imam Nawawi in his Riyadh al-Salihin, and all the ahadith in there are taken out from Bukhari and Muslim. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, putting the first luqma in the mouth of your partner, wife, that is also sadaqah. Subhanallah. This is Islam. Something that is of a disturbance to the public. Litter, pick it up, throw it in the dustbin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. But what is the condition of Muslims today? 8 rakat puri hui, and somebody is saying, somebody has not parked the car properly, can you make an announcement? Whilst the recitation of the Quran is taking place. These are the akhlaq of Muslims. I end, my respected brothers, to conclude our session, one beautiful hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amr ibn Abasa radiallahu ta'ala an says, Ataytu al-Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fakultu, and I said to him, Man ma'aka ala hadha al-amr? Who is with you? Who has accepted your deen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Amr ibn Abasa. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Hurrun wa abdun. All the different types of people are accepting Iman and Islam. Free men, women, slaves, young and old, everybody has accepted Iman and Islam. Someone young in age, Hazrat Ali was young, someone old in age, men and women. And so the next question by Amr ibn Abasa, Mal Islam? Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? If somebody was to ask us what is Islam, what answer would we give? What a beautiful answer Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. Mal Islam, what is the definition of Islam? Allah's Nabi has said, Tibul kalam wa it'amu ta'am. That when you speak, speak with sweetness in your mouth. Put honey. When you speak, subhanallah, speak in such a manner that the person in front of you comes closer to you. That he feels comfort from you, from listening to you. Speak to him with a soft tone. Achha lehja, khubsurti ke saath, narmi ke saath baat kar. Wa it'amu ta'am, and be a man of charity, give to the needy people. That is Islam. Take control of your tongue, and whatever Allah has given you, share it. Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then questioned, Mal Iman, what is Iman? Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Iman, as-sabru was-samaha. Iman is about patience and about forgiving people. Forgiveness and to persevere. Difficulty makes sabr. Be the first one to forgive someone. That is Iman and that is Islam. And then another good question. He said, Ayyul Islami Afzal, which is the best Islam? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That from you, the people around you feel safe. From your tongue and your hands. That when they look at you, they feel that this is the right man. He will not harm us. He has the full control of the mouth and also the hands. He will not attack us. He will not harm us. That is Islam. Another question. Ayyul imani afzal, which is the best iman? One is just what is the definition of iman? And the second question was, which is the best iman? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, khulukun hasanun, to be of good character. My respected brothers, to be of good character is very, very important. You get some people, mashallah, they read a lot of the Quran, a lot of sunnah, but when it comes to character, it is zero. It is zero. And you get some people who don't recite a lot of the Quran, they just pray their salah 5 times a day and their sunnah, but when you look at the character, you admire them. That subhanallah, Allah has blessed them with good character. And good character is Islam. time does not allow me, my respected brothers, after Isha, people get tired, inshallah. With these few words, I end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. After Fajr Salah, inshallah, only for 10 minutes, Siratun Nabi Ta'aleem takes place. Only 10 minutes, inshallah. Brothers are kindly requested to sit after Fajr Salah for 10 minutes. Allah will bless you. 10 minutes ke liye baithe, sahaba ki qurbani, kitna kuch unhone kiya. 10 minutes, inshallah, it will be of great benefit. Dua karna. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللہ کریم جتنے لوگ یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں اللہ اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ تیرے لیے بیٹھے ہیں اللہ ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما بولنے کو قبول فرما اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما دے اللہ ہمیں توفیق دے دے تیری خوب عبادت کر سکے اللہ عبادت کے دروازے کو کھول دے یا اللہ ذوق و شوق کے ساتھ یا اللہ تیرے سامنے ہم کھڑے رہے اللہ ہماری اصلاح ہو جائے اللہ ہماری اصلاح ہو جائے اللہ گناہوں کی نفرت دل میں بیٹھ جائے سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحان اللہ العظیم سمعنا وطعنا غفرانک ربنا وإلیک المصیر برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین